Hi, a very good morning. This is Ekta Batra from CNBC TV 18 joining you to give you an update on all the news and cues you need to watch out for in trade this Thursday. Well, let's start with a quick recap of trade yesterday. It was the Sensex which was at a record close, but the Nifty hovered around its all-time highs and didn't really get there in yesterday's trading session. But remember, the mid-cap index, we keep talking about the Nifty and the Sensex in terms of record highs, but it is the mid-cap index which is still around 15% away from its all-time highs. In terms of the flows yesterday, the FIIs net sold over 1,100 odd crores in yesterday's trading session in the cash market, and the DIIs net bought around 97.64 crores. Remember, the FIIs have net bought in the past couple of sessions, but it seems to have all been negated in yesterday's trade. Now, in terms of the most important cue to watch out for today, it is July expiry as well as the Bank Nifty options weekly expiry today. So, as of now, at current reckoning, the July expiry has been quite a good series for us. The Nifty is up around 5% odd, mid-cap index is at rallied around 4% odd, and the Bank Nifty is up around 2.5% odd. In fact, if you look at the broader markets this week, there has been some resilience which has come through. The mid-cap index, which is up over 2% week to date, and the Nifty Junior, which is up over 4% week to date. So whether or not this sustains and continues is something that the street will monitor quite closely. In terms of the global cues, quite firm, you'd have to say. So the US markets ended higher despite that crash that we saw on Facebook stock. Asia, which is largely mixed at this point in time, but mostly in the green, and the SGX, which is indicating that yes, it could be a positive start for us, and we could probably take out those all-time highs on the Nifty this morning itself. Now, however, crude prices have risen overnight, so crude is currently at around over $74 per barrel as US crude stockpiles fell more than anticipated in yesterday's trade. Besides expiry, another important cue for us would be results. From Wednesday, which is yesterday, to Friday, which is tomorrow, around 10 Nifty companies are releasing numbers or have released numbers. So for example, that includes Bharti Infra, Larsen & Toubro, Hero, ITC, Bharti Airtel, Maruti, Dr. Reddy's, Yes Bank, Reliance Industries, ICICI Bank and HCL Tech. This comprises of around 30 points of weightage on the Nifty itself. So earnings are going to be the other important cue to watch out for. In terms of result reactions today, we have Larsen & Toubro, which was a beat and a strong quarter, so that's definitely going to support the Nifty today. We have Hero Moto, where the profit came in at around 909 crores versus estimates of a little over 1000 odd crores, so that seemed to have missed estimates. Bharti Infra, where the margins were in line with estimates at around 41%. Now, important results for today include ITC, Bharti Airtel, Maruti, Dr. Reddy's, Yes Bank, as well as Tata Power from the large caps. And we have Biocon, Shriram Transport, Colgate, Bharat Financial, Petnet LNG, SBI Life, Tata Coffee, to name a few of the broader market stocks to watch out for. In terms of results on Friday, that's tomorrow, we have Big Boy Reliance Industries, ICICI Bank, Bank of Baroda and HCL Tech. So it's going to be important to watch out for how these stocks trade today ahead of their numbers tomorrow as well. In terms of stocks and news, I mentioned a lot of large caps that would be in focus on account of numbers, but a couple of other result reactions today include Syngene, where the margins have weakened, Ambuja Cement, profit at 499 crores versus a poll of 315 crores, Canara Bank, where the gross NPA has come in at 11.05% versus 11.84% sequentially, Gru Finance, profit up 20% for the quarter. Other result reactions include IRB Infra as well as KPI Technologies. Banks will also be in focus on account of news that Vijay Mallya has lost an appeal against the UK High Court order on freezing his assets. So a lot of cues in focus today. We have July expiry, results to watch out for, as well as all-time highs for the Nifty.